Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. From the number 6 Ford that you'll see racing around the track Saturday night, our old pal Matt Kenseth. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. It's actually Sunday night. So don't
Sunday. I'm sorry. Sunday night, not Saturday.
That's
right.
Okay.
Sunday night because it's a holiday weekend, so I was off by a day. Thank you.
That's right.
Jeez.
I'm here to help.
I am the worst at promoting things.
Back up.
You wouldn't still have a gig after all these years if you were that bad at it.
I've been pretty bad at it for a long time, Matt. They've been very generous.
People are very forgiving.
They are. Thank goodness.
So you're racing for a Hall of Fame owner now. You were before,
yeah,
but now he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I just read that last night that they're putting Jack in there, so that's good. I felt like last year he really deserved to be in there. Felt like he kind of got passed by for it, so it was good to see him get put in there this year for sure.
So you're at home. Well, first of all, how have you been spending your weekends this time of year, I guess?
What you been up to?
Yeah.
I have been fairly busy. So it's been busy at our house for sure, having the baby, and then we got a puppy over the winter, as you know. So having the kids and running around, and I've actually been staying pretty busy.
Okay, before we get to racing, you got a puppy. What did you get?
We have you're going to laugh at this because I got that one commercial on TV, but we have a Bernie Doodle. Now, being a man, I always told Katie I would never have anything that has Doodle in it. Cause I always just think of small dog, curly dog, woman's dog, whatever.
A woman's dog. But, okay, what's a curly Doodle exactly? It's a poodle.
Bernie with a B.
Oh, Bernie.
Yeah, so it's a Bernie's mountain dog.
Oh, okay.
And they breed them with poodles, so... I had a vet tell me one time that if you're ever going to come back in life as anything, you should come back as a poodle because they're pretty much breeding with everything these days. they're a great dog. So it's shed. They're hyperallergenic, which is great. And
how big is this Bernie Doodle going to get?
So he's going to be about 50 pounds.
50? Not too bad.
That's a pretty hefty dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about 45 right now. I didn't want a little dog. I kind of wanted a big dog. And,
right. You don't want a little
big enough
yapping.
He could go run around on the land, and a coyote wouldn't carry him away. So he's about the right size.
Well, okay. I want one that a coyote can't get. Right,
you
exactly.
Don't want some eagle picking it up and flying away with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations on the dog. You're now in.
Thanks.
Welcome to the Doodle family.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever got congratulated on a dog, so I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I
it's wait not
for
really
somebody
an
to do that for
accomplishment,
last
but anyway, congratulations
well, okay.
on your ride.
There
anyway,
you go.
Number 5 Ford.
Yeah, number 6
now it's
Ford.
Number 5 is number 6, and it's Sunday night.
It's number 6 Ford.
We'll get it straight by the end of the broadcast.
Again, that's why we bring you on, Matt, to get these things squared away. I said the race was Saturday night. You had to fix that. It's not the number 5 Ford.
Okay.
It's number 6 Ford. So you're back in the car. How was that? What's your time away been like? Not that it was really that long.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, time away has been great. I don't think I've ever been happier or felt better or less more relaxed or less stressed or however you want to look at it. So it's been really, really good. I've had a great time with my family and with the kids and Katie and just kind of doing normal everyday things. So that's all been really, really good. Getting back in the car, this is only, week 3, and the first 2 weeks were unique. Kansas just had a lot of problems and were kind of behind the eight ball the whole weekend, from not being able to qualify to, shortened practice sessions to just a lot going on there. Had a rough weekend in Kansas. And last weekend being the All-Star race was, just totally different. They had a totally different rules package. A lot different than what we're going to do the rest of the season. So we qualified. We're on the pole, which was really good. We had a great pit stop, and qualifying went well. The race didn't go as well, but I felt like we, learned some things and hopefully things we can apply to this weekend and have a better effort this weekend.
Is this a restrictor plate race?
The All-Star race was this weekend. Thankfully, it's not.
This is not. Okay.
No.
So you're...
Unless they change something I don't know about, but no, it's not.
You're sharing the ride with Trevor Bayne for the rest of the year. You guys are going to swap in and out over different weekends, correct?
That is correct.
All right, so you said you had a good pit stop. How important is it for you to be familiar with the pit crew? I mean, if you're sharing the ride, whose team is it, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, it's Jax.
Okay.
You know, but it's important to be familiar, you know, with all the guys. You know, mostly I'd say your crew chief, your engineers, you know, but then your pit crew as well has to kind of know you and your tendencies and, you know, how you stop in the box and, you know, so on and so forth. So I think that's important. I think certainly there's going to be a certain amount of challenges presented from being, you know, only driving some of the time and then putting another driver in there the rest of the time. Certainly there's some challenges to that for sure. So, I've been looking forward to this first stretch to kind of, we go 5 weeks in a row here, so to kind of get, you know, some momentum and some, you know, get familiar with everybody and then kind of figure out, you know, where we're at, what we need to work on, what we need to use to build on to get, you know, better as we go forward during this next break for me, although they still keep racing, you know, with Trevor. So I think, like I said, there's going to be some challenges, but also the way the schedule's set up, hopefully we can kind of get some momentum, identify some problems, make some things better that'll benefit, you know, Ricky, Trevor, and myself.
How do you like the Charlotte Motor Speedway? How do you like the track? You got a win there. You got a couple of wins there.
Yeah, I like Charlotte. It's, you know, there's a lot of different things going on there. It's changed a little bit through the years, but it's a great racetrack. It's one of those tracks, for whatever reason, that, I mean, a lot of tracks are like that, I guess, these days, but transition is really important. It's not... super easy to pass there, so it's one where, you know, today if the weather cooperates, it's important to get qualified well and you know, to try to move our way up the pack for the starting of the race at least, because it seems like track position and passing is difficult there, even though you have, you know, 600-mile race, which is probably going to be almost 5 hours to get it done, but you got to keep that track position.
Well, 5 hours, too, and that's what I wanted to talk about. When you're going with these late-day races where you're going from a track that's going to cool off as the day goes on, you got to battle the sun because it's going to be low in the sky, so your visors and things like that change. It's all about adjustments through the race, right?
Yeah, I'd say today there's less adjustability in the cars than what there once was, easy for me to say. But, yeah, there's a lot to keep up with. The track will certainly go through a couple transitions. I feel like it's... assuming you have a sunny day, it's really slick at first, and then usually later on at night, there's a time of day, 9:30, it goes through a pretty good transition where it seems like, you know, the track not only speeds up, but it also tends to change balance quite a bit when it cools off, and you kind of get that dew in the air. It takes a pretty good set again for the end of the race. So there's certainly things you have to be able to adjust, and you have to be able to live through some stuff early in the race to have it right at the end of the race.
When the phone rang and it was Roush Racing, Roush Fenway Racing on the other end, and I don't know when the call came in, and you're talking with them, and they said, "Hey, Matt, we're just sitting around, and your name came up, and we're thinking we'd kind of like to get you in the car at some point this season." How long did it take you to say, "Yeah, I think I'd like to do that"?
That's a tough question. So it kind of went back and forth, you know, several different times. It kind of changed what it was going to look like. You know, there's some debating back and forth. Was going to do it, wasn't going to do it. You know, kind of went back and forth a lot. So I think at the end of the day, where it started off, it was a fairly low risk, I think, for both of us to kind of get in there and, you know, see what it looks like, see if I can make a difference and make things better. And so anyway, the way it ended up, like I said, I think it ended up in a pretty comfortable place for both of us to kind of get into the season and see what it feels like, see what it looks like, and then kind of decide where we're going to go from there.
Is this one of those things that you talked over with Katie, or you casually just worked into a conversation? You said, well, I can't go that weekend, I'm racing. And she said, "What?" And you said, "Yeah, I'm got a race." And she said, "When did what?"
Been
what?
Married very oh. long. No, that's not how it works. So certainly, we've had a lot of long conversations about it. And you know, to be totally honest, if she'd have been like, "Nah, I really don't want you to do it," I just wouldn't have done it. So I mean, we're like I said, we were at a real good place, and we're still at a real good place, and we're enjoying, you know, what we have going on. But the same part of that, this is a very unique opportunity. It was a chance for me to go back and drive for Jack, who obviously gave me my start in NASCAR racing and has meant so much to my career and ultimately, you know, my life and our lives together. So with that, you know, it just seemed like it was it wasn't a huge time commitment necessarily as far as being gone every weekend. It wasn't like you're going back full-time racing. It gave me a chance to hopefully get back there and try to help him and repay him for all the things that he's done for me throughout my career and my life. So I'm hoping that I can do that, and it'll all turn out. So she was definitely all on board with trying to make that happen.
Being not running a full schedule this year, how much time is spent with sponsors and flying around the country and saying hi and having dinners and lunches and touring factories and all that stuff, or are you committed to?
Yeah, we'll see what that looks like. I mean, there's a certain amount of commitments there, but you know, so far we've been pretty close to home, and you know, basically that'll most of that'll just be done on race weekends when you're traveling and away from home anyway. So I don't think that's going to be as big of a deal as it was maybe at one time.
After you qualified, and you by the way, you're on the pole. Did you just get out of the car and take off your helmet and go?
Yeah, oh, no big deal.
That was easy. I don't know what you guys are doing out there.
Well, that was last weekend for the All-Star race, and it's a very unique qualifying, having to get on pit road and, you know, with no pit road speed limit and having a pit stop and doing all those things. So everybody did a good job of execution. It was interesting because we really didn't even get to practice, so we kind of had to go do it all cold turkey, and it all worked out. So, yeah, that was really neat for everybody. It was really neat for the guys, you know, because they had such a big part of that. And, like I said, I feel like, you know, we need some good things to happen, I think, for everybody's kind of morale and feeling good about what they're doing and where they're at and where we're headed. So that was good. Both cars were on the front row, so that was awesome.
I am all for good things, and I wish you many of them.
Exactly. It's great to have you. Weekend. Great to have you back in racing. Can you do us one favor, though, this weekend on Sunday night? Can you just do us one small favor, Matt?
I mean, it depends what it is.
It's not a big favor, Matt. I said it's a very small favor. I just want a small favor. That's all I'm asking for.
All right, let's see what we got.
All right, on lap 100, if you could just honk the horn the whole lap, I'll know that you're saying
lay on the horn.
You're,
sure,
that you're saying hi to us.
Yeah, so we'll be listening for that.
Thought of that.
Or if you could just turn the headlights on for a lap, that would be good.
Okay, I'll do that for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Good talking to
Matt,
you,
Matt. Great to have you back on the track. It's always fun to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me. Hopefully, we'll talk again soon.
All right. Good luck Sunday night.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And the number six.
Sunday night.
Number six. Wyndham Rewards. go sign up.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
See you guys.
Matt Kenseth, our favorite NASCAR racer.